Disclaimer: the following podcast includes adult content topics, some profanity, and Bridgerton spoilers. Duh. Dearest gentle listeners, have you heard the news? Welcome everyone to our podcast called Buzz of the Ton, where we talk all things Bridgerton. My name is MC, and I am your host for this episode of the podcast. And joining me today, I have everyone.
Yay!
So, we have JP.
Hey, guys.
We have Alondra.
Hey.
We have Mia.
Hello.
We have Caitlin.
Hi.
And we have Sarah.
Saved the best for last. Hi.
So how's everyone doing? How's your week been?
Super busy.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody's getting sick of the weather up here in the Midwest, and everyone's like, I want to go somewhere warm, and I'm like, that's great, but there's like no availability, so sorry.
I bet you it's getting busy, Sarah, though, because people are probably planning their like summer vacations, or you know.
Mostly people want like last minute things, and I'm like, sorry, it's not gonna happen.
Like the bare availability.
Yeah, basically. Or I have to tell them like, yeah, there's availability, but it's like way more than what you wanted to pay. So don't wait last minute, people, you guys. Don't wait last minute. Book ahead.
I read somewhere that they say that you shouldn't book plane tickets more than 2 months in advance. Is that true?
I've never heard that. I guess it depends on if you want to like,
it's supposed to be like the sweet spot for the best price, because if you do it too early, they sell them too high, and then if you do it too late, they make them higher. I don't know.
The only thing I know is usually like Tuesdays and Wednesdays is the best day to buy plane tickets, or the best day.
I've heard that too. Because yeah, prices go down or something like that.
Well, it's true. I have no idea.
Also, book in the winter. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper. I have a voice again, so I'm very glad about that. I sounded like I had swallowed a bunch of knives last week.
Welcome back. You weren't on our episode last week.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I had a lot going on, but it's okay though.
Yeah. But you sound a lot better.
I do. I feel a lot better.
It's still hard. Hear a little bit of a frog, but
yeah, no, it's back there. He's riveting back there, but
he's leaving.
Yeah, I was dealing with a sinus infection for like 4 weeks, so it wasn't fun. But
no,
I'm coming to the end of it, which is very happy. But yeah.
Good. You have like that like sexy like raspy voice, you know what I mean? Right.
Hello, you could President start making Nixon, those... darling.
Yeah.
I know, I was gonna say yeah, you could sing happy birthday to someone, Mia.
I'm about to sing happy birthday to Martins because he had that coconut today, and child, I almost lost it.
Happy birthday.
I think the drinking of the coconut beat the hitting of the machete, but either way, it was
just very math. The whole video was so masculine for no reason.
You know, like those videos of like someone cutting wood?
Right.
Oh yeah, it was a little lumberjacky.
It was very, but it was like island lumberjack. Like, yeah, we cut wood, we cut coconuts.
We cut coconut.
And you're like,
and then it dribbled down our chest.
Poured that water all over me.
He drank the coconut and it dripped down his body. Like, what are you doing? A movie? Like, what is a music video? Like,
when I watched that, I had to be like, you were in the same room with that man, and I still don't believe that.
I know. It makes me like, what?
Which Bridgerton man would you see cutting wood? Like, I feel like Philip would do
it. I was about to say Anthony. Like,
I really hope that they put something like that in the episode.
It would be.
Oh, come on, JP.
No. The Bridgerton men are not manly. They are very bougie.
They're very bougie. They're very high class. 1% of the 1%. They're very rich. They've never cut wood in their life.
I could see Pirate Colin doing it though.
No, I can't do it.
I feel like Colin's too smart for that. Anthony's too pretty. No, Anthony's too pretty
Anthony's
for that.
Anthony's too busy.
I don't think Plant Daddy, though I kind of agree that Philip maybe, I can see it with the muscles, but Plant Daddy would never hurt a tree.
Oh, I was going to say that.
That was cute, JP.
That was so cute. So, Benedict in his cottage would. Don't you think it can't be
any of the Bridgertons, I'm telling you. It's got to be.
Benedict would. I feel like he would.
Nah, he's a painter.
JP with the plant puns. You come in with the plant puns.
He would make his own. Oh my God, I'm pollen.
With the plant puns.
Sir Philip, he would be an environmentalist for sure.
He would still be an environmentalist.
He wouldn't hurt the trees.
He would make sure that everything was right. Like, what did you do to the trees? You did what? You chopped a branch off?
Look, listen, there's so much that you can learn from cutting a tree. You can find how many years it was living. So maybe Daddy is going to do it for research.
I'm going to say Will. Will would be the most likely because he could use the wood for his family. Will. It's not going to be Andy for the men. They're too bougie.
No, Bridgerton men are way too bougie. They are so. No. They are like, you didn't bring my tea today?
What if Eloise is in an oven?
Right.
I was gonna say, what if Eloise is doing it? I could totally see her doing
Eloise
it.
Eloise could do
probably
it.
Probably would do it.
Eloise could do it.
She would shame her brothers and say, "You're not men. I'll do it," and then do it.
Exactly.
I mean, that is in the books, guys. That she, I think it's in Gregory's book, right? That she's the best shot.
Oh really?
Wow. There you go.
I could just imagine like a lineup of like the boys and then Eloise, and then everyone like sucks at doing it, and then Eloise is like the one that actually cuts the wood really right.
You know what? I think that actually happens
in her book.
Really?
What?
That all the boys are
and
like
Eloise's.
No, she wants to be better than her brothers.
Eloise's book, where they're shooting the guns, and Eloise comes like stomping down the hill. And all the boys are like, "Ah, shit! Like here comes Eloise because she's better than all of them, and she's about to come and show them how it's done." So
maybe it's about the wood cutting. Maybe it is about the wood cutting.
But now it makes me think that she did that to show off in front of Philip because he was the best shot.
And he's like, "You're killing the trees."
Yeah, that's not a way for her to make Philip like her if he kills the trees.
Yeah, he was also, I think he was the best shot of his family because he was like trying to show off to them. And then Eloise comes and she's like, "I can shoot more better than my brothers," type thing.
So in today's episode, we're going to play the what if game. And we're going to talk about scenarios that would happen if Lady Whistledown never got in the way. This episode is called The Butterfly Effect, which means that the world is deeply interconnected, so much so that one small occurrence can influence a much larger complex system. It invokes the idea that a small butterfly flapping its wings, my little pen, could hypothetically cause a typhoon. Very fitting for how Lady Whistledown influences a ton. Now, Lady Whistledown did help in a lot of ways, but today we're going to take some of the main points that she interfered with in each season, and starting with some of the points in season one, and see if how that would have affected if she never did interfere. So, we're going to start off with season one. And I'm just going to name a few points that the ladies and I thought of. And listener, if you have like any other points of how how things would have changed if she didn't interfere that we missed, please make sure to comment that on our posts. So let's get started. So the first one that we all agreed on was that Lady Whistledown
really affected Daphne's prospects, because in the first episode she named her the diamond and we thought that it affected her matchmaking. So what do you all think about that? Do you think it's true, or like would you add any more comments on that, ladies?
I think it did affect it, because when she wrote the scandal sheet and then it came out and she was like, she named Daphne this, because now that I think about it, that's weird. The queen didn't come up with the diamond, right? It was Lady Whistledown that came up with the diamond. So
in the show, but then also in the show, we saw that in season two, didn't they say that Mary was the first diamond?
Who's Mary?
Mary, Kate's mom.
I think this is another instance of where the show doesn't necessarily follow the timeline, because in season one, it is almost like Lady Whistledown names her the diamond, not necessarily the queen, but then later on, it kind of goes back in time and you see the queen.
Yeah. Because I was like, she technically named her the diamond of, she said,
because of our water.
Well, yeah, Diamond of the First Water, yeah. And I think, you know, after that, that made her popular. And so I think, as, of course, her brother was involved in a lot of her downfall and the men, that she was trying to get, I feel like as that was happening, like, Lady Whistledown was like, okay, so this week she might not be the one that you want, because Marina is over here getting all the men now. So... yeah. Maybe y'all should go head over to Marina's house. And Daphne's like, wait a minute. It's like, what? Like, what about me? So I feel like in a way it's like, it did. Because, you know, it was like she had wrote about her. She was like, everybody was coming to Daphne. And then it switched up when she started writing about Marina, because she was named. But then Marina came in and it was like, oh, Marina's the star. So, yeah. I do think it affected it.
If Lady Whistledown hadn't mentioned Marina, then they would never have went there. I mean, well, they might have, but not in the droves that they did.
Yeah.
I mean, well, everybody saw her. They saw she was beautiful, but I don't think that, like, all the droves of men would have caught on right away. Eventually, probably.
I think the point, though, is, like, since Lady Whistledown named her the diamonds, so we're looking at it as if Lady Whistledown never did name her the diamonds, right? Because I think she would have had as many prospects as she did, because Lady Whistledown named her the diamonds. She had like all these men coming to her, and then obviously it was Anthony that drove them away. But had she not named her the diamond, do you think she would have had as many men coming towards her? Maybe, because she's a Bridgerton.
But not as much, because I feel like all the men, I mean, it was a scandal. She wrote the first one, so like so many people were into it. So I think that maybe, like, you're right, like, maybe a lot of people wouldn't have, or maybe a lot of the men wouldn't have been so interested in her. Like, do you remember that first ball that she went to and everyone was staring at her?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone was like, oh, that's Daphne, the diamond. Even though the queen didn't, like, name her, like, someone else did, and everyone knew about it.
I was gonna say, though, because technically, if we're talking butterfly effect, that queen, her Daphne was like, remember when she went to the queen and she was like, flawless, my dear, that was in front of everybody. So that did kind of open up the doors for her to be. So if Lady Whistledown would have never intervened, Daphne actually would have gotten more men, because nobody wouldn't have even known about Marina, because everybody would have been focused on Daphne, because the queen had already been like, you did flawless out of everybody that I saw. And so when she went to that first ball, that's why everybody was coming to her, because they were like, oh, the queen just said that you were like the best. I want you, like, I want you to have my babies, all that stuff. So it was like that type thing. So I feel like if she didn't involve her, like if she was never involved, if she would have never talked about Marina, which I think that was the scandalous part about it. But if she would have never intervened with Marina, which is so weird how Marina was the whole scandal in that, I think she would have been way better off. I don't think her and the Duke would have even got together. But then we also have to put in there that her brother was a huge part of that too.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's like this lever there where it's like, I think she would have got a lot of guys, but her brother still would have been controlling. So it would have been like really rough for her. Now, as far as reggae, as far as Simon coming into it, I don't know if it would have been, I think that would have probably still happened because she met him at that ball. But I don't know if it would have been to that extent. Like, she maybe wouldn't have had to, like, fake, like you said earlier, JP, she wouldn't have had to fake be with him because, nope, it wouldn't have been a scandal to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't have been trying to get a man. She would have already had men coming to her. You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah. You bring up a really good point, Aunt Mia, because you said that, like, you know, if Lady Wisdom wouldn't have intervened, like, Marina wouldn't have been so popular. So I think, therefore, like, Colin wouldn't have been so interested. So what do you
think? Domino effect.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, Penelope kind of dug her own grave. Don't you think
she
so?
She did. She did. Mm-hmm. Well, no, because
in a way she did.
But remember, that damn ball tells a lot, y'all. That ball tells everything. Because that's where he saw Marina. One? Yeah, mm-hmm. Remember, Lady Whistledown hadn't even written yet. So, like,
But then so many people, Kate, I feel like so many people went to the ball. Because remember, Lady Whistledown was talking about, like, everyone's, like, at the Featheringtons for this new girl.
Right, but that was after. But we're talking about Colin. You said Colin. So, but Colin had already noticed Marina. So maybe it wouldn't have been that many prospects.
But Colin likes competition. Mm. But he likes competition.
But we're talking about the butterfly effect, right? So if she didn't intervene, then Colin probably would have got with Marina early. He would have been like, because he would have been the only one.
Yeah.
Because
Mia.
That's what you the one talking about a butterfly effect and trying to bring it back.
I didn't. It's like effect after effect, because then you really do have to analyze, like, okay, Colin was interested in Marina even before a lady was.
Right. That's what I said. That ball.
Not going to be interested in his sister. It's the diamond.
Right.
So she did have suitors, but they weren't.
Anthony said that too.
You're right, JP. Yeah. Say more about that.
I said Marina had other suitors, but they weren't as serious as after. I think they became more serious and more.
But don't you think it's because of the scandal sheet?
Yeah, it was because of the scandal sheet. Because she was like,
at first, isn't her first? Doesn't Marina get suitors the very next day, even before the scandal sheet comes out?
No. The scandal sheet came out first, I think. And then, I think the scandal sheet, because I remember them saying, like, because when she was at the ball.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe she did.
Reporting it. Because isn't in the scandal sheet, she says that Marina has lots of suitors.
Oh, yeah, because mm-hmm. she was saying that Daphne.
So she would have had suitors, but I think it probably made it more.
But it made it more because she was reporting on it.
Yeah, right. And I think because her and Daphne they both had suitors at the time, because that ball really, like, opened the doors for the both of them. So right. I think if Lady Whistledown would have never wrote an article after that, again, I don't think it would have been anything going on. I think they would have just had normal suitors. Like, it wouldn't have been like a popularity contest. It would have been like. Yeah. The guys who like Marina, and the guys who like Daphne. But I think Colin would have had more time with Marina, because I don't think she would have had as many suitors as Daphne.
That's true. That's
because the queen had already deemed her what she was. So I don't think Marina would have had that many suitors. But I feel like Colin would have been able to be with Marina early, mm-hmm. which would have been really funny for Penelope, because she would have been like, if she wasn't Lady Whistledown, it would have been like,
she kind of interfered. She was like, Colin, you're not the only one. Let me make this blow up even bigger so that Marina has more suitors.
Right. But I feel like that's what I'm saying. But if she backfired, but we're talking about if she wasn't. So if she wasn't, that would have been a really big disaster to see her and Colin get together in an early stage. We talk about from episode one, they would have been together all the way to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She wouldn't have gotten, like, the guts to tell him anything.
Exactly.
So,
and she might have gotten him to if she got him to get with her earlier, then she might have got him to marry her earlier.
Mm-hmm. He probably would have married her earlier. Yeah. And then if she was pregnant, especially if she would imagine all the stuff after that. If she would have found out she was pregnant later on, mm-hmm. her and Colin would have been together. They probably would have worked that out. He probably would have been like, I'll take care of it. Penelope being Lady Whistledown, like, saved Colin's relationship. Were born.
You know, babies were like, yeah, I got her pregnant.
Yeah, he would have. I kissed her.
I got her pregnant.
Yeah. I feel like he would have did it. He would have mm-hmm. been like, oh my God, yeah, no, I'll take care of it. And mm-hmm. I feel like Penelope, even though she would have found out about all that stuff from Marina, I feel like if she would have went and tried to tell Colin, Colin wouldn't have believed her. He'd be like, I've been with her since the beginning, like, I already know this stuff. Like, if she was like, Colin, you are about to have a baby that's not yours, he'd have been like, I already know, we've already talked about this. I've been like, oh my God, my heart.
He would have said, like, I know her better than you do, or something like
yes.
that.
Yes, oh my God, can
like,
you
he's
imagine?
So stubborn, because he's so stubborn, he would say something like that. That would piss me off.
He kind of said something like that, too, like, but he would have said something even worse. You're right.
But can you imagine, though, that, Alondra? Like, if Colin would have told Penelope, I know her more than you.
Oh, I'd be pissed. And you know what? Fine. Go ahead.
I've been your friend since childhood, and you go tell me?
Right.
Ooh, oh, my God.
But you know me. Yeah. Why would I lie about something like that? Sorry.
Right. No, you didn't just be. Okay, I like it. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about that. That's crazy. That's wild, yo.
Well, speaking of people getting together or not, we thought that our next point is that without Lady Whistledown, Simon and Daphne wouldn't have dated. Like, what do y'all think?
Right. Because of mentioning Marina, she got, well, and I mean, we can't underplay what Anthony did there for sure, but yeah. he wouldn't have had as many suitors. So that was her reasoning. His reasoning was because Lady Whistledown kept talking about him, getting the mothers of the ton who want to be on his case. So he wanted to do that because of that reason. So he also wanted to do that only because of Lady Whistledown. So if she hadn't written those articles, there would have been no reason for them to fake date whatsoever.
But therefore, they would not have fallen in love. But do you think he would have still been interested in her? Well, no, because that was his best friend's sister.
Yeah,
so.
I think he would have. It would have passed as a passing attraction to his friend's sister.
Well, what are you going to say, Caitlin?
Like, when they met, didn't I don't think Simon even knew that she was the diamond, and like he kind of seemed a little bit interested, and then I was thinking, like Nigel, for example. He was all like saying like, oh, I have the diamond. Remember when he came with those papers and he was do you think he would have been going after her if she wasn't the diamond? And then would she have punched him out? Like, you know what I mean?
Because he pursued her so much because she was technically like, it was everywhere. Like, yeah, that's the best. She is the diamond. You know.
Yeah, she was the diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the queen. So I feel like the queen had already deemed her that, and then as far as Nigel, I feel like Nigel. I think Nigel would have ended. She wouldn't have even been with Simon. She would have got with Nigel. She would have got with Nigel not by choice, but because.
She has to
because Anthony had already laid it out. So remember, if Lady Whistledown would have never intervened with his story about him having a child, it would have been like Anthony would have been like, you're already married to him. I've already signed everything. Because remember, that's what happened. Like, he intervened into that. So if Lady Whistledown would have never been there to kind of stop that, she would have probably ended up with Nigel.
But I feel like Nigel wouldn't have been so interested in Daphne if Lady Whistledown wouldn't have named her the diamond. Yes, the queen said, glorious, my darling, whatever.
But that's what kind of opened her. No, because that's what kind of opened her up to the society. Like, that's why people
wanted her.
Yeah, because of the queen, though. Not because of Lady Whistledown.
No, because beforehand, that's when right after the whole, like, you know how they like show to the queen? Right afterwards, that's when Lady Whistledown names her
divine. Right. But what I'm saying is before
the ball. And then we have the ball.
But that's what we're saying. We're saying, MC, if Lady Whistledown would have never wrote that she was the diamond, how would that have happened? If the queen had already deemed her something for everyone, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think Nigel would have been so pressed on.
I don't know. But she was still like, ball when before she even meets the Duke. Doesn't he say that he's always been interested in her? And she said he was a schoolboy and I was fine.
Yeah, when I was fine. Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
He was already interested in her.
Yeah.
So I really feel like because of Anthony, it would have really been because of Anthony. It wouldn't have been because of Lady Whistledown. Because of Anthony, I feel like, yeah, she would have probably ended up with Nigel.
He would have been the villain of season one.
He would have.
He was for a little bit, though. He was. Yeah. I did not like Anthony's character at the very beginning because I'm like, stop.
I'm also convinced that, like, even if Nigel and Daphne got married, I feel like his secret still would have got out about his kid that he wasn't taking care of. Mm-hmm, and then Daphne and her family would look bad too to be associated with him, and like, what a mess.
Daphne would be ruined too.
So that
that was a false rumor. I thought they were just making that a false rumor.
No, he really
so
did.
That brings
nope,
us
the to maid the offered that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So that brings us to the next point, because we said that Lady Whistledown actually saved Daphne, because she outed out. She was the reason why. Well, Lady Bridgerton was too, but because Lady Whistledown made it so public that Lady Whistledown was the reason why Daphne didn't have to marry Nigel. Because remember, even Simon couldn't stop it. I mean, Nigel got the beating of his life. Let's just say that. And he was resilient. He was persevering through.
He sure was.
So,
I'm going to marry this diamond. You know,
it was so weird when he walked up to everybody and was like, I'm going to marry her.
I swear, Colin was about to fight someone, and Anthony was too, and Simon was too, but they literally couldn't do anything. Like, that's like, that actually, like, I was
didn't see anybody else move. I thought it was just Simon.
But it was like, but in a way, it was kind of like females do it better. You know what I mean? Sorry, I should not say that. But basically, like,
I think you can say that.
The women saved the day.
We've been second class citizens throughout history. You can say that.
Yeah, because I feel like what they said about what women are going to do, we're going to talk. So I feel like, just being a gossip.
I love that line.
Yeah, I feel like that does kind of help the situation, because you find out information that's hidden, but it be the truth. Like, it be the true information. So it's like, I'm going to tell you what's up. And like you said, it's kind of like women saving the day a little bit, because, you know, if none of that would have happened, she would have been with Nigel. But then, like you said, Caitlin, she would have found out about the baby later. And then it would have been like, but then it would have been too late, because she probably would have been pregnant. He probably would have knocked her up or something. So
and she would have been even more unhappy.
Just to kind of go on the whole women save the day. I just want to kind of bring attention to the fact that Lady Bridgerton knew that Lady Whistledown was going to save them, and knew that she needed to just talk and get that talk to Lady Whistledown, because she knew people would listen to Lady Whistledown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think. The heroism is more than just Lady Whistledown on this effect, because it also includes Lady Bridgerton.
Well, the matriarch in general, child, because the queen has something to do with that. The queen
that's
has,
true.
Like,
and they all do. Yeah.
I feel like the whole those three women are like the real people who run that show.
Also, like, do you think the queen knew what was up and was giving her like the intel? Because I kind of feel like she did. Like when she had when she had Lady Bridgerton for tea, and she was like, going over everything about the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like she knew what she was
saying. How Brimsley is such a gossip,
but that was
Lady Bridgerton picked it up.
But remember, that was because she wanted Daphne with the prince. We forgot about that. Like the prince, that's true. The prince was a huge thing, and so
she was mad. Well, she was also, the queen was pissed off because she was reporting on Simon and fucking Daphne. She's like, fuck.
Right, but she wanted Daphne with the prince, right, yeah. But I think Daphne would have been able to get to the prince because of Nigel. But then I feel like the queen would have stepped in and been like, I'm going to not, maybe she would have did what they did where she's not going to grant their license because she wanted it with the prince. So maybe she would have had a chance to
but
be
But he had already had a license, didn't he?
Did he? Is that what he
gave Anthony?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that part. Oh, well, then she was screwed from the beginning. Or she would have been screwed from the beginning.
Yeah, she definitely would have had to marry Burbrook if it wasn't for Lady Whistledown.
That's a death sentence. I'd be like, just throw me in a river. I'll just die.
The last point that we thought about for this episode on how Lady Whistledown changed the course of things was Colin and Marina's hyphen, or what is it called, like quotation marks, pregnancy, or Marina's pregnancy. So what do y'all think, like, if Lady Whistledown never would have intervened, how would life look like for Colin?
He would have been a So
in my opinion, I feel like everything else that happened in season one would have happened whether or not Lady Whistledown intervened, except for this thing. Because again, like we talked about before, the queen is the one that kind of named Daphne the Diamond, not necessarily Lady Whistledown. Anthony is the one that cock-blocked her, right? Yeah. And then the women are the ones that initiated, like, Nigel Burbrook's, like, getting that out. So whether or not, like, it would have gotten printed, the word would have gotten around, right? But I think, like, this is the one thing that they would not have known if it had not been for Lady Whistledown. So I think this was like the biggest switcheroo, if that makes sense.
Because Penelope knew a lot. Like, she was able to prove like she is pregnant. Because if it was just rumors, then Colin wouldn't have believed it.
I saw the bed sheets.
Right. It wouldn't have been as detailed. And so people would have just thought they were just rumors.
And Lady Featherington was doing a pretty good job keeping it hush hush for the most part. So,
she called her situation. I'm sorry. Yeah. That whole subplot is hilarious to me.
So I feel like if Lady Whistledown did not intervene, Colin for sure would have married Marina.
What do you think, JP?
So I'm just going to use this moment for a little bit of a soapbox. Please excuse me.
Yeah,
I feel
ahead.
Like Penelope gets a lot of shit, and I feel like that we have a moment here. I know this entire episode is talking about what would happen if Lady Whistledown wasn't around, but we need to give Lady Whistledown her proper props here, because a couple things. First of all, if she had not outed Marina the way she did, which was horrible in a lot of ways, then everybody would have thought that baby was Colin's. So she saved the Bridgerton family. She saved Colin from having to marry her, from having to marry Marina. In doing so, she ruined her own family. And as a Jane Austen fan and somebody that knows a little bit of our Regency history, trust me when I say, it's not like when you ruin your family, you don't normally come back from that. The Featheringtons really should have left society and gone and never come back. If that was actual Regency time or historically accurate in any way.
They were gone forever. Like, she took a chance.
Right. So by ruining her own family to save Colin and the Bridgertons, she, not only did she do that by ruining her cousin, which was horrible in a lot of ways, because in a lot of ways, Marina is not necessarily 100% bad character. She is doing what she can. She's a woman at a time that's not meant for her, and she's doing only what she can at the moment, not necessarily the best way. But by ruining her family, she really could have ruined her entire life, and I don't think people think about that enough. That's my soapbox, I'm sorry.
That's a really good point.
Well, and without her like, doing this, Philippa, Prudence, you're on your own. I'm sorry, but I gotta save Colin.
Right?
Well, and really, without her doing this, we wouldn't have gotten another book. Like, we wouldn't have gotten the Pollen book, because there would be no reason for her to be with Colin, well, to be married.
No, so to go with the butterfly effect. I have a theory about that.
Yeah, I think that Colin would have married Marina.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would eventually fell in love with Penelope, and they would he would have cheated on his wife. I think that. That's
I was just going to say
I don't know.
I don't know if he would have cheated, but I think he would have been in a predicament.
Maybe not cheated. I think he would have understood.
Well, like,
but I do
like,
think he would have fell in love with.
But think about it. Marina never, like, think about it, like, what's happened in season two. Like, Marina, her only love was, what was his name? George?
George.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her only love was George. So, like, she didn't even care about Colin. All she cared about was, like, surviving.
Surviving. Right. Think about how she treated Colin in season two. So he would not have been happy with her.
It would have been of a marriage of convenience, because she was just conveniently using him because she wanted him to take care of her. But I think
he kind of annoyed her, and honestly,
yeah,
a little bit.
And then
I think it was too. They was in. let me let you finish, MC, and then I'm gonna give my point to it, because my point is my point. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, like, Colin wouldn't... here's the thing. Like, I feel like we saw baby Colin in season one, like, daydreamer and, like, very high schoolish. Like, he needed something to kind of, like, get slapped in his face and, like, say, like, things aren't always, like, what it seems. And, like, I feel like him traveling
to grow up,
actually matured him. And even in after season one, it actually, like, had him, like, go through, like, this whole, like, reflection phase in his life, which I think that he needed, because he was very much a boy. So I don't think he would have gone through that. But actually, I think he would have gone through that, but it would have been, like, such a fucking, like, awful time, because he would have been obligated to be there for children that weren't his, because he's probably gonna know about the birds and the bees. Like, I've been like, okay, I can't get her that pregnant in 3 months, you know, like,
he'd be in the same position as Philip Crane, basically.
Yeah, no, and I think he would have been so unhappy. And I think, like, after even seeing Marina and, like, the way that she was being in season two, like, think about how Philip Crane was, and you know what I mean? Like, even though he married her for, like, to help her out, he was still pretty unhappy, and he saw that. He's like, it's an obligation. So, like, Colin was thinking that he was going to marry for love, but in actuality, it was because he wanted to help her.
It was convenience for her.
I think Colin would have been the most depressing Bridgerton. And here's the thing about Bridgertons, they marry for love. So him thinking that he actually was marrying someone for love and it wasn't actually that, I think that he would have held a lot of resentment, and we would have probably seen, like, a very depressed person, which I don't think,
like, his frontal lobe wasn't developed yet.
not the lack of brain development, Caitlin. Oh my god.
Okay, hold on.
Well, you know how people change, you know, like, you know, once you're an adult, then your thoughts are different about people. So I feel like he would have grown out of that.
Hold on, hear me out, MC. So if we would have gotten Colin marrying Marina, he basically would have taken Philip Crane's parts.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, I feel like the book, like, you know how Eloise in Philip's book, Marina passes away, because I think she commits suicide, right?
Yeah.
If that was Colin, then Penelope would be writing to Colin, and then we'd get
their oh my god. It would have still happened the same way. It would have actually still happened the same way, because they're like twin flames or soulmates or something. Like, I feel like they're just gravitating towards one another. Or Colin would have written to Penelope and been like, you know, like, my problems isn't this. And Penelope, of course, would have written back, because she loves him. And I feel like you're probably right, Sarah. We probably would have had the same ending, that they were going to be together.
It would have just been written
with children.
He would have been.
But it would have been a. But it would have been a
to Mr. Bridgerton with love instead of to Sir Philip.
It could have been actually.
It would. I feel like it would have been a more depressing Colin. Like the Colin that we see now is more mature because he has gone through like heartbreak and he has gone through like fixing his own heart in a way and then finding his own self. I think that's a much better story than like him marrying someone that never loved him and then finding out that the babies weren't him. And yes, kind of heroic, but like at the same time, a little bit depressing because we wouldn't have seen the Colin that we. We'll see now, you know.
So
with him and all his abyss, you know.
So I have a few points. I'm not gonna make it long. So the first thing was to pick up back off what you said, JP, about how if Marina, when you said that, Colin, what did you say? Oh, about Marina and Marina not being the best character. So. Or how people were saying Penelope was a bad character. So to me, I feel like I agree. It's very hard to put that situation because in a way, what Penelope did was really fucked up. It was.
No, I'm not making excuses for her.
No. It was fucked up. I think what it is that it's like messy. It's like that thing of like, if you don't tell him, I'm gonna tell him type thing. Like, if you don't say what's up, I'm gonna snitch on you, like type thing. And she was like, well, no, because, you know, I'm gonna marry him. No, I feel like what made that situation worse is what I want to say is the drama between her knowing that Penelope loved Colin. It was like, don't mess with my man type thing, or the boy is mine type thing. It was really that. And I use that synopsis so much in all my videos when I make funny videos about them, because it really was like, the boy is mine. Like, you think
funny,
you don't, and he's mine.
He's like, really?
Yeah, but
to play that game. I gave you a chance to say right. the truth.
But I feel like, you know, Marina, I think she did give, Penelope did give her several opportunities to tell Colin. And I feel like Marina was like,
several.
No, but I feel like Marina would have, if Marina would have had a conscience, then she probably would have told him. Mm-hmm. But I think when she found out that Penelope was in love with him, I think that kind of made her like, wait a minute. In a way, it was kind of messy. Like, it was like, oh, he's not going to want you. So now I'm really open for it type thing. Like, that's kind of
horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's kind of how I see it. But in a way, like,
when I say Marina's not a bad character, I don't mean, like, she could have definitely chosen somebody other than Colin, especially after she knew Penelope was in love with Colin, because Penelope was her only friend. That's where her loyalty should have lied.
Right. But
she was also a woman in a time that was not meant for her, and she was to a certain extent doing the best she could.
She
could have chose a different person.
Colin as like, I mean, Colin's a great guy. Like, she also saw Colin coming from a great family. He's a really nice person. Like, he's gonna take care of me. He's honest. Like, Colin had like, even in his baby boy face, like, yeah, like he has like really great qualities of like just being a very genuine person.
So that was my other point to that is, if they would have ended up together, how do I think? I think that, yes, do I think Penelope would have tried to intervene more? She would have been like that person that like befriends the wife. This is my messy situation, so don't just ignore me. This is what I think in my messy mind, in my Real Housewife mind. She would have befriended Marina. And she would have been like, oh my God, you and Colin are so cute.
She's in love.
And oh my God. And then like, she would have been like, yeah, but like, we're not really clicking like that. No, that's not true at all. Like, you guys are perfect for each other. And then why that was happening, she would have been going to Colin and Colin would have been like confessing like, yeah, like I try to, you know, we try to talk. And she would be like, but Colin, like, you did the most manliest thing ever. Like, you took over someone else's child. And he would have been like, yeah, you're right. I did do that. And she's like, yeah, like, don't let her make you feel like that. Like,
oh my God.
Penelope, I can always talk to you about everything.
You're like, Hailey Bieber.
Yes, you can. And then, like, she would have still, I feel like Messy Penn would have still intervened somehow. Like, she would have intervened somehow. So, it in a way, like, if she would have never intervened, yes. The idea of Marina and Colin getting together, yes. So I think Marina married Colin for convenience. Well, not married. If she would have married Colin for convenience, yes. But I don't know why I feel like Colin would have made, like, I don't know what Colin does. I don't know what he does to the women that he's with. I don't know. But eventually I feel like maybe she would have fell in love with him because he would have put on his Colin charm. Mm-hmm. And, like, she would have been like,
She eye-rolled him a lot of times.
She did, but I feel like in a way, like so that's another part, and I was about to lose it. Y'all keep saying love. He wasn't in love. He was in infatuation. All right.
Okay, I'll give you that. Fair enough.
No.
I don't think he was in love with Marina either.
That was infatuation. Because infatuation says, oh my God, this woman is beautiful. I want her right now.
But it was also because everyone wanted her.
But not with Colin though, because I feel like when he first, that was the first girl that he saw at the ball. Like, he was like, who is that? Like, that whole scene wouldn't have happened.
It was a whole trope of like love at first sight. Because remember, in the book, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't he say that he admires Benedict because he fell in love in first sight? So it kind of like goes with that kind of mindset that he thought that Benedict had, because I remember that Colin in the book was like, I don't understand, like that, I thought that that was love, like love at first sight, but then I realized that it was actually like, you know, like this progression of,
but
like,
with Benedict it was love at first sight. With Colin,
but that's what I'm saying,
infatuation at first sight, but he thought it was love.
But that's what I'm saying, that like I feel like Shauna played with that idea that Colin had, that idea in the book, you know what I mean?
Like, she was using
I think that she was using that idea, but when Colin in the book said, I thought that love was always like Benedict's, and like, you know what I mean, like you just like see someone and you just like instantly fall in love with them. Like, I feel like she took that idea from the book, and that's why she chose to have that, like, even though, like, I hated it, but, and I feel like a lot of people did hate that change, but I feel like she took that idea and just, like, made it happen, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, Marina's supposed to be your cousin. Like,
well, right, in the book, yeah, but in the show, that's what I'm saying, for the show viewer, they don't see that. In the show viewer, it's like, if you've never read the books, you wouldn't have known that. You would have just been like, Colin is infatuated with Marina at first sight, because he was like, everything about Marina was, he couldn't even really give ideas of why he really liked her. He was just like, I like her. But it was mostly because she was, I think it was half of it was because she was popular, but then the other half was like, because she was pretty, she was gorgeous. And again, infatuation makes you fall fast, which is why he was like, that's why he told her at the end, that's just how much I had seen, but you see all the words in between there? Like, it was like, that's just how much in love I had thought I was. Like, it wasn't like, I'm in love. It was like, that's just how much in love I thought I was. No, you weren't. You were infatuation. So I feel like it was infatuation for him, but it was all convenience for her, of course, because she needed someone to take care of her and her baby. But at the end of the day, stuff bites you in the ass, but I really feel like if that would have happened, like if they would have got married, Penelope would have befriended the shit. Like, I want to make a video about that. That would be so funny, like her befriending Marina. Oh my God.
We're going to end the viewpoints of season one, but let's just go around the circle and just say yes or no. Do you agree with Penelope's decision as Lady Whistledown to intervene with Colin and Marina? Because this is like a very hot point in the fandom. JP, did you agree?
Yes.
Alondra?
Of course.
Oh, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Did you agree with Lady Whistledown? Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah.
Sarah.
I'm not hesitating. Yes, but like again, I feel like if it didn't happen, then Colin and Penelope would have ended up being together anyways. Playing yeah. out like the whole Philip Louise story. So like, yes, but then yeah. They'd still end up together anyways.
Yeah. And Mia, what do you think?
Wait, you said if Penelope
should No, have do you agree? Did no, do you agree about what Penelope did with Marina and Colin?
Yes, because if I want my man, I'm gonna get my man. That's the logic in that. So yeah, no, yeah, I agree.
But I will say that one, and I've said this before, that one of my favorite things about the show is the complicated characters, especially the complicated female characters, and that Shonda Rhimes is famous for that and has been known for that since the very beginning, is writing complicated female characters, and that's awesome.
Olivia Pope.
Flaws.
I'm sorry. Olivia Pope is so complicated.
All right.
But I fucking love her.
It is now time for Lady Whistledown Society Grammar School to elevate your eloquence amongst the ton.
So for today's phrase, I personally chose this. It's a backpipe to backpipe. That's the phrase. So just think about it. So let's go around the circles before I tell you
I'll what start. It means.
Okay, JP, go ahead.
It sounds like gay sex to me. Bagpipe to bagpipe. It sounds like two dudes going at it.
You said it. Go for it. That's two my balls. First thought as well.
I thought two balls. I thought two balls.
What do you think a bagpipe instrument looks like? It's got like the...
I mean,
the
you're right.
With a big... Yeah.
You're right. It's got a sack and everything.
Oh, my sack. Sam, what do you think?
To be honest, like, I had no idea. Like, this one I'm really stumped on. But now that JP said that, I can totally see that now. So thank you.
Are we all imagining what I think we're imagining?
That's what it sounds like.
Johnny? Oh, wait, what?
She has got it.
Alondra, what do you think? You're just giggling over there.
To be honest, it feels like it's definitely sexual. It has to be, right? And it has to do with two people. That's all I'm gonna say.
A few bagpipes that fell in love.
Right.
Oh my god. That's like the
love
new
is love.
Hashtag.
Or it hashtag. Could be like, or it could be like, because you know, bagpipes, like, it's just an annoying instrument. I'm sorry. Like, it's just.
Blow on them. Blow on them. So if you're blowing two of them.
If you're saying you're a bagpipe to a bagpipe, mean like maybe you're an annoying person.
Yeah, unmute.
And you're still an annoying person. So you went from an annoying person to an annoying person. Like, you
know, Amia's crying.
Amia's crying. I think the sexual thing
is hard. I'm so sorry.
Any last thoughts?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know why JP didn't make it worse when she made it worse when she said it, because then I kept thinking balls.
Like, there are sacks.
I'm sorry. And then when she was describing it, it was not making any. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It was so funny.
I'm pretty sure our bagpipes, it's called the squeeze sack. Could be wrong.
Oh wow, that makes it even worse.
Okay, MC, what's the definition?
Okay.
What makes it so worse?
What's bagpipe to bagpipe mean?
Please tell me what this means. I need to know.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I requested this one because I thought it was. I thought that maybe it's a phrase that we could just use more often. You know, mm-hmm. to add to our vocabulary. It is the definition from bagpipe to bagpipe, is that it's a lascivious practice too indecent for explanation. One can only wonder. I'm thinking 69. I'm thinking 69.
Oh my
I'm thinking
god.
Buttholes.
It
now,
don't even
on.
Have no meaning, bro. So you mean tell me this don't even have no meaning? It just means what you think. You know what? I can't.
It was too sexual that they didn't even write it back in the day. They couldn't write the definition.
They were like, it's too scandalous. Lascivious. I don't know how to pronounce that. It is basically sexual desire for like a sexual act.
So it doesn't have a specific act.
They don't want to tell you. They don't want to give it a name. I bet you that's what it was.
I think it's 69.
I think it's 69. Two men, and I think they couldn't talk about it because that was technically illegal. And so
exactly.
I think
that's what it was. Exactly.
Yeah. They was like, right. You want my bagpipe? Yes, I want your bagpipe.
Or you could pick up someone at a bar and just be like, let's go back to pipe to bagpipe out in the back.
Oh my God. And then you just show up and then it's just like, here's take your bagpipe. We're going to play together.
Literally.
literally, yeah.
That's like a pickup line, right?
Oh,
yeah, you want to go play bagpipe to bagpipe?
I got my bagpipe. Do you want to play mine? I'll play yours.
Oh my God. This is just getting worse. Oh my God. That is hilarious. The fact that it doesn't have a meaning, it just means something sexual, gives a lot of context. It really it does.
Says, and I think it says, right.
Only one can wonder. Yeah.
Because it literally sounds like back blow to back blow. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I feel like
you blowing out somebody's back.
When we meet up in Colorado or wherever we're meeting up, like, we need to go out to the bar and, like, try these out and see.
Right?
All these pickup lines will work. All these different phrases we know.
I'm totally going to make a Jeopardy out of all these.
Like, let me see your abyss. Oh.
Yeah. Let me see that abyss. I know you got the abyss, but I want.
That was the funniest grammar school word ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never laughed at, well, I have, but that was hilarious. Like, oh my God. Because now I know that's probably what it is, like JP said.
That's what it is.
Exactly what it is.
We're right.
All right. So we're back to talking about how Lady Whistledown affected the game in Bridgerton. And I'm going to name some points that we thought of, listeners, about if Lady Whistledown wouldn't have intervened in season two, or Queen Charlotte, because we actually added Queen Charlotte, what would have happened. So one of the things that we thought about was the Modiste. So we saw that in season two, Lady Whistledown actually helped elevate the Modiste. So what do you all think, like, if Lady Whistledown wouldn't have helped her, what would have happened?
To be honest, I don't think this would have affected too much, because the other Modiste that was like in competition with her would have just done better than her. But further, huh? Yeah, basically. But like, it wouldn't have really affected the ton very much. The only thing it did affect is giving Penelope another way to sneak her Lady Whistledowns, really. But.
Well, and I feel like the other Modiste person mm-hmm. that had like moved in and was doing Cressida's dresses, it was only because Penelope wrote bad about that person that the Modiste was actually getting more business. So yeah. It really kind of helped her. Like, she was helping other people, not just, you know, trying to get her scandal sheet out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the Modiste would have maybe lost her job if, you know, other places were getting business before her.
Yeah.
But then again, yeah. Like, further down the road, it gives Penelope another secret way to get her Lady Whistledown scandal sheets out, so.
But... She I mean, just
had to yeah. find a different way.
I really like how the show made the Modiste, you know, a person of color, because we see how, like, she is improving in society, even though she is a person of color. So I think that her, I don't know, it just kind of, like, it helps society in a way that you're seeing, like, people of color in businesses and, like, you know, doing things that, like, I don't know, like white women would have done, you know, like run the Modiste and things like that. So,
like, be prosperous.
Yeah, so I do appreciate, like, I feel like maybe Little Lady Whistledown helped society in a way, you know. The second point was about our dear beautiful Kate and her thoughts about Anthony. So Lady Whistledown in season 2 wrote a ton of shit about Anthony.
Capital R, right.
Exactly. Yep. And the way that he was. And we think here at the Buzz of the Time that, like, if Lady Whistledown wouldn't have intervened, then maybe things would have turned out, or maybe Kate's perspective would have been different. So would you guys want to talk a little bit more about that?
Did Lady Whistledown write the capital R rake thing? Was that the beginning episode, or was it the second episode?
It was the beginning. But I feel like Kate became more interested in Anthony after that whole interaction.
Oh, yeah, the horses. You
know what I mean?
And they rode the horses.
And Kate's super smart, so she did her... So she just became more interested and started just reading more about him. So I think that's when she was like, oh.
But I thought, like, wasn't she, like, already researching different men, though?
Yeah, but I don't think... Remember, she wasn't even interested about Anthony.
Are you sure? Because I swear she said... Because I remember her saying something like... And especially what Lady Whistledown has written of you of late, but she had already read about him. Like, he was already a rake or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
I still think that it changed. Don't you think it changed, like, it added more to the feel?
Right. The fire, I don't think it would have made Kate hate Anthony as much as she did. I mean, she still didn't, like him very much, but then her reading more about him and Lady Whistledown, like, fueled the fire. So I feel like maybe Edwina would have just married Anthony sooner because Kate didn't hate him as much if she didn't read him about him in Lady Whistledown. Because
Kate wouldn't have intervened as much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what about when she went to the... Well, remember, she overheard. Oh, that's right. So,
but she made him hate more him more.
When she heard him on the patio talking?
Right.
And then... After that, so maybe, I mean, I think that she had already disliked him, though.
But she disliked him even more. That's what we're saying. Like, everything, like, Lady Whistledown just made it worse. You know what I mean? And so that added to, like, the enemies to lovers kind of dynamic.
So you're saying if Lady Whistledown did write that he was a rake, then her hearing what she heard on the patio... wouldn't have made her, it would have made her mad, but not too mad.
No, it would have made her mad, but I feel like it made things worse for Kate because she had even more, like, things to say about Anthony. And I do think she became more interested, so she probably just started to read more Lady Whistledown and just to see if Anthony was on there. Like, it's kind of like, it's like a really weird, relationship that I think that she had behind the scenes with Anthony.
I think she would have like
maybe more, like, more obsessed with him in a way.
I think she still would have had a problem with him because of what she heard. So if we're talking about not even including what Lady Whistledown said, I think if whatever she heard, because it was still very, like, sexual, not, well, the what the guy said was sexual, but what he said is, like, he just wants to marry somebody, you know, whatever. But I think it would have, I still think she would have had something against him. Yeah, but like y'all said, maybe
that
bad. But do you think it would have been enough, like, once he found out who Edwina was, you think she still would have been like, no, you can't marry my sister?
I think that what Lady Whistledown was saying about Anthony perpetuated any type of feeling, or, you know, made bigger any type of feeling that she felt for him. So, like,
I think it might have made Kate feel like she had a more of a ground to stand on with her intentions, but I don't necessarily know if it made her more interested or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like she still would have had I don't know if she would have had a huge problem. Like, maybe at the race.
I feel like it just made it worse.
Yeah.
Like JP said it, like, she had more ground to stand on. Like, You know what I mean? Like, more, she had a more of a reason for her not to like him.
Right. But I think, like, when they went to the races and stuff, well, she was already, like...
She didn't like him at all.
Well, she didn't like him, but she liked him, but she didn't like him. She was trying to act like she didn't like him. But I feel like it wouldn't have been as so much seated hate there, like you said. But I think maybe the flirtation would have been more... Less. Not as, like, aggressive, like, bad. Like, it wouldn't have been, like, a lot of bickering. It would have been, like...
Yeah, I feel like it was worse because of, like, everything that she read. She's like, I knew what you said about the ball, but after reading about you, oh, my God, I am, like, dead-ass clear that I do not want you with her at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like... She was like, yeah, you're bad, but, like, after what she read, she was like, oh, my God, it's even worse than I thought.
So what if he was still, so are we saying that even though, so Lady Whistledown didn't write anything, so all the events that happened, so she goes to the races, they talk about the horses, so what about Lord Mr. Dorset? So maybe, what if she, you know what I'm saying, like, when she found out,
I don't necessarily think anything would have changed if Lady was.
I don't think anything would have changed. I don't think she would have been as upset, but I think she would have, everything would have, like,
still made
her dislike him somehow.
I think the point was brought up because it just made the hate for him more intense.
Right.
And I think it made her, it just made the whole thing more intense for them. So I feel like she still would have hated him in a way, or not liked him as much. But I think because of what Lady Whistledown was saying, it made Kate realize, like, oh, hell nah, you're not going to be with my sister. And it made her even more entitled to even say that, because she was like, oh, look at everything that she's writing about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And it just made things worse. That's what the point was brought up. But I do agree with you guys that I do feel like Kate wouldn't have liked them anyways.
Yeah, because he was already doing, like, a lot of sneaky stuff still to get with her sister. So I feel like it was still kind of sneaky. Worse. Yeah, it did.
It made it worse, and I think that it made like it more intense.
Yeah,
especially for the viewer like me, I was like, oh my god, like. You know what I mean? Like, it just made it was just so much more drama. The next point is one of the things that there's a lot of controversy of is Lady Whistledown writing about Eloise. And it's about her not getting with, like, Theo Sharp, and then also there's, like, I guess 2 points. Also just being, like, defamed, or I guess talked down on, or what would it be, like, basically Lady Whistledown just, like, basically trashed.
Shamed her.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the first one about Theo Sharp. Yeah, okay. If Lady Whistledown wouldn't have intervened, like, what would have happened with the whole Theo Sharp thing?
So for this one, I think, like, it seems like every season there's, like, a big, like, twist that Lady Whistledown exposes. So season one, it was, you know, Marina's pregnancy. For this season, again, I don't think anything really would have changed until up until this point when she announced that Eloise was with Theo. Obviously, she was doing it to try and protect her friend from the queen, but that was, like, a huge thing for her to do. And had that not have happened, I think that Eloise would have no idea that she's Lady Whistledown.
Yeah.
You know, because Eloise was really mad at Lady Whistledown, and I don't know, just she was more, I guess, intuitive to what Penn was doing, and eventually she figured out that she was Lady Whistledown. But had she not exposed Eloise, you know, visiting Theo, I still think that Eloise would be a little bit more not as drawn into, like, her being Penelope, so.
Or even, like, been so obsessed with Lady Whistledown. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think that she wouldn't have, like, here's the thing about her and Theo Sharp, right? Like, her and Theo Sharp had that relationship because of Lady Whistledown, because they were trying to find her.
I feel like this season was so focused in on Lady Whistledown, like being revealed, like her not trying to be revealed. Mm-hmm. Because even though like it was about Kate and Anthony, I feel like they were really focusing on Lady Whistledown, which is why at the end, like, you have all the drama that happens, like her having to like backstab Eloise and stuff like that. So I think if she wasn't who she was, so you're saying if she didn't write it or if she wasn't Lady Whistledown in general?
Kind of both. Because if Lady Whistledown wasn't so involved, I don't think Eloise would have had like any type of like excuse to go see Leo, you know what I mean, like,
manipulated that situation.
Yeah, like it, like if we really think about the butterfly effect, like let's just even say, like, if Lady Whistledown never even existed, like if Penelope never even flapped her little wings, her baby, like there would have been no Lady Whistledown. So that means that, like, I feel like Eloise would have never been so interested in feminism. Mm-hmm. And Eloise would have never been so, like, interested in, like, going to those meetings.
Well, I think you might be getting...
It's the butterfly effect, right? So it's, like, this really small event of just, like, her, of Penelope becoming Lady Whistledown. Like, it just kind of, like, affects...
Well, I think if we say that Penelope was never Lady Whistledown, then you would have to go back all the way to the beginning.
Yeah,
right. So much would have changed.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah. But if, like, go ahead.
I think if that one thing, having disgraced Eloise in that article, if she had not done that, would the Queen really have gone to the Bridgertons, and what would she have done to them? Because we also know the Queen, mm-hmm. even though she has a temper, we also know her as a fair-minded, good person. Like, we've seen her story. We know her as a good person. She's just a complicated person. So would she really have done anything to the Bridgertons, do you think?
I don't think she would have.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking,
actually, I don't know how harsh the Queen can be, because I feel like she said that just to even scare her.
I think, and that's another thing that we, like, I don't know if in season two she might not have been as harsh. In the season three, she might be more harsh, because mm-hmm. in Queen Charlotte, Lady Whistledown said some really rude, horrible things about her family.
And that's one of the final points that we actually have, is that...
Hold on, I wanted to add to that part Eloise... Well, you were saying the thing about Eloise not being interested in feminism. I think if Lady Whistledown didn't exist at all, mm-hmm. Eloise would have been looking for other things that inspired her as far as just trying to be a woman. I feel like Lady Whistledown...
She still has that spark.
Yeah, she still has a spark, but I feel like Lady Whistledown kind of like made her be like, see, I want to be like that because she has a voice and she has all of this and stuff.
She's
like that.
A role model.
Yeah, in a way, which is weird, because it was like it was her best friend. You end up like hating your best friend, even though I think it was jealousy. I don't think it was out of hate. I think she was jealous when she found out that it was Penelope, because I feel like at the end of the day, like,
and I think she was a little sorry. Go on.
Yeah, no, I just think she was jealous, because I feel like in a way it's like you never think that person would be that person to do something like that, because in your mind you actually think of them that. Not I don't want to say that small, but you in your mind you don't think
but
of
she
them
ignored
that
she
big.
Ignored
yeah
her but she ignored
think of her
and,
that big.
And I think there's an argument across the fandom that says, like, Eloise never treated Penelope the way that
she didn't, I think she was a good friend at all,
and I mean there's another argument that says, like, Penelope was kind of a bitch to Eloise because she was hiding all that from her. But I you know, there's like two different, like, ideas about the whole situation. And it's a really huge one too, because there are so many points to each one. I could totally see, like, Penelope shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, I am in the mindset where it's like, you know what? Like, Penelope did everything that she could to save her. Because remember, like, I think, Mia, it was you that said that she gave Eloise every single chance. Oh, no. No, you said that about Colin. Oh, my God. Pen gave Colin and Eloise the same amount of, like,
chances,
support and chances, and they never took it. And then that's when Penelope was like, you know what, being a boss bitch as she is, she's like, you know what, I'm just gonna take care of things because you're not seeing things clearly, and I'm just gonna help you out.
She tried to they're equally her headache, which I think for me, which is this is going off into a tangent, but I'm just gonna say this whole point. They're equally her headache, because I feel like they both have similar energy in a way, because they don't really hear her out like that, but they want her as a friend, but they don't take her word seriously. So it's kind of like, it's not manipulation. It's like, I can't think of the word, but it's like they're using her for her. They're using her as a, not a crutch, but like
support,
but they're not supporting. It's like, I support you, but you don't support me. So it's like with Marina, Eloise, it's like she listens to Eloise rant on about being a strong woman and all these things. And yet in herself, she is one of those women, but she still hears her out. But but when I tell you I want a husband, it's like, I don't want to talk about that. But it's like, damn, I'm like, what about what I like? And then with Colin,
not being a good friend, they're neither of them are being good friends.
Really good friends to her, which is okay.
We're gonna, it's not a 50-50. It's not, you know how friendships are supposed to be like give and take?
Yeah, give and take.
It's always Penelope, give, give, give.
Yeah. And then I feel like when they get in hot situations, they go to her to confide to her. And she's like, well, here's what I'm going to do. Here's some suggestions. And they're like,
No.
I don't want to take your advice. Well, bitch, why did you ask me? Like, now when I write about you, then you're going to be mad. Like, no, I'm sorry.
I saw you shaking your head on the about yes. Like, what do you think?
No, I agree with what Mia was saying, because even when Colin asked her, hey, is everything okay? And, you know, Penelope was hesitant because in the past, it was all about him and his dreams and what he had to talk about. So she's not going to speak up in that moment. Because she's kind of like afraid to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Off topic, though. So shout out to my brother. I love my brother so much because he's like the only straight man that I know that like likes Twilight. And he actually just told me he just finished watching season one of Bridgerton. And I'm so proud of him. So thank you.
Oh, yay.
Awesome. And I asked him, like, how did you like it? He's like, it's great. I'm like...
Exactly. Tell him to listen to our podcast.
Yes, shout out
to become team Featherington.
Bridgerton.
Oh, anyways,
I am Portia.
Yeah.
So the last point, the last point that we have is damn, Penelope really pissed off the queen.
Okay, so I've got some thoughts on this one, because you guys before were kind of talking about like how heavily like they were looking for Lady Whistledown in this season. And it was like that was like a good chunk of like the season was just them looking for Whistledown. So that kind of makes me think, like, I wonder if season 3 is going to be the breaking point for that, and that maybe she'll get revealed. Kind of, and just kind of like queen. Rethinking something. Yeah, like there's got to be a breaking point somewhere with that. I know, because I don't know if just Colin would be enough to be like that breaking point, you know.
But then I feel like when you open up those stipulations for that, like her being revealed to the queen, like
I know.
That's scary.
That's the one thing, like, again, that's the one thing we've talked about this before. That's, like, the one thing that I don't think anybody knows what they're going to do with that. But just maybe kind of...
It's going to be surprised no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is, because I feel like this last season, that, like we said, it's a huge chunk.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they're going to dial in next season. But I think the drama is going to be turned up more. because it's going to be like, not only is she trying to like still be Lady Whistledown, but now people are going to be like, she's going to be out in society trying to get a man. So now it's like, I can't, how can I do this and write about them and do this? And so now it's going to be even more heavy on her. And it's like, dang, oh, I can't wait.
It's like three times the charm. You know what I mean? Like third season, I'm going to find you out. So I think the big question is who will be knowing who, like who's going to know?
Yeah.
Well, she's already pissed the queen off. So it's like,
Well, we have some potential like people that might know, right? Like the first one is Lady Danbury, which I think would be like super dramatic because she has this really, we saw in Queen Charlotte. I feel like that's why we saw this in Queen Charlotte, that they have such a close relationship. So I feel like maybe Lady Danbury knows, but she just doesn't want to tell her best friend.
But here's and the then thing, we have
Anthony and Kate and Lady Bridgerton. And like,
but here's the thing, like the more people that know she's Lady Whistledown, the less influence she'll have in the future.
That's
like
why I don't want any of the Bridgertons to know.
I think I want
Colin to know. Of course, Colin to know. Eloise already knows, but like,
I don't think anyone else needs to know then if they're going to continue doing that in the seat. Like, as I know we've talked about, like, like Kate and Anthony might know, and like Lady Violet and Lady Danbury, when like that's pretty much everybody, all the main characters.
And to be honest,
I think the queen I don't think the queen should know, because I think that's the most. So I feel like,
and
I
said this drama.
I also said this today. Technically, Lady Whistledown and the queen are the most influential people in the town. They're right. Technically the most influential. So I feel like the two most influential people knowing each other.
Know. Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of like, that's like two movie stars trying to like go for the same role. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that they can continue with that story of them butting heads that whole time without having?
I mean,
they could,
but I feel like
the Wing can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's going to just put her in jail, like if she wants.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think the queen would do that, honestly, because I feel like if I was the queen, I would be like, I would use her to my advantage if I was the queen, because I have dominion over her because I know who she is. So now I'm like, I want you to do whatever. It's like, I'm going to hire you to do what I want you to do. So that's why I say, like, I don't think like she should know. I feel like they could still be butting heads, but as far as anybody else knowing, I feel like the only person that should know is Colin, because that's her husband. So I feel like that's gotta be like her ride or die. Almost like he's gotta know everything, because she can't keep that secret from him, and they've been married. So if something happens and she come up missing, and he's like, where the hell is Penelope? Like, what happened? And she's like, I can't tell you.
I feel like either just Colin has to find out this season, or she's going to be revealed, because there's no points in all these other people knowing that she's Lady Whistledown. And
she can be revealed, like, though.
She can't, because then that will be the end of her era.
I know. So then no one else should find out except for Colin then.
I was just about to say that Lady D got black woman wisdom. I'm not even playing, like, she got wisdom. Like,
I think Lady D is gonna find out by herself.
Like, that's not gonna even, like, I feel like she already knows Penelope's Lady Whistledown. I don't know why. I feel like Penelope gonna be doing something, she gonna be like, girl, I already know.
Okay. And you know she's gonna be closer to her, because that girl's a chismosa. Like, she's like, wants to know all the gossip and everything, and she knows everything that's happening in the time. But here's the thing: if Lady D knows that she's Lady Whistledown, and she's best friends, like, what does she say about when she changed her mind in Queen Charlotte? When Lady D changed her mind about Queen Charlotte, she was like, "Let's start over. We're friends." You know what I mean? Like, that told me that next season, like, because I saw like a different side of their friendship. Like, they're like ride or dies. Like, they are going to keep They're going to be each other's backbone. Like, they're going to, like, help each other out. And, like, if Lady Whistledown is saying some shit about the queen and the queen is stressed out and she wants to know about Lady Whistledown because Lady Whistledown has pissed her off, like, don't you think Lady D is going to, like, say something?
Like, I can kind of see that situation happening, kind of like what she did with Kate. How, like, she kept that secret with Kate about and didn't tell Edwina. Remember, she was like, I feel like Lady D is gonna kind of do like what she did with Kate. Like, you just let you know, like, she gonna give her the wisdom. Like, I know who you are, but just let you know, you better do something, because if you don't, it's gonna backfire on you, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna backfire on you, and then you're gonna be stuck. But I think that's where Colin's gonna have to come in and be like, okay, like, I know your Lady Whistledown, I'm mad at you, but we gotta figure something out, because, like, it's like you're making all this money that's helping us, but then it's like you could get found out. So I don't know.
Yeah, something this season, I mean, if they're going to continue with Lady Whistledown, something this season has to happen to make the queen lay off, because otherwise it's
gonna be so much drama
of this tension of the queen, like, getting pissed off every season. So I feel like something's gonna make her lay off.
Do you think it's gonna get old, Sarah?
I think so. I mean, I think the whole Colin Penelope thing got old within two seasons, which is why they made their season three to resolve that. So something, either she's got to get revealed, or something's got to make the queen lay off of them, off of Lady Whistledown. So
I don't know. I mean, unless Colin convinces her to stop writing, and then she stops for real, maybe she'll get pregnant and she can't write anymore or something. And then maybe in season 4, maybe She'll come back or something. I don't know. I just feel like that's such a pivotal. I know. She's such a major character. She's such a major character just in the books. But in that defense, she's only up until book 4.
Five. Like, book 4. Book 4 is the last one, right? Like,
book 4 is the last time we even hear of her.
But that's the thing. She is so
late. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think, I don't think they're going to stop, because they still have Benedict's season. That's what I was going to say. I feel like, and they have to, that whole thing with Benedict and Sophie, that's pretty gossipy. So, I mean, I think they're going to keep it going, but it won't be as, like, I think the tension is not going to be with the queen. Like, maybe somebody will make them think that somebody else is Lady Whistledown and the queen will lay off of her. But I think the tension is going to be between her and Colin knowing that she's Lady Whistledown.
And maybe him fighting throughout season 4 about, like, Penelope, why the fuck are you writing that?
You know what I mean? Like, them fighting. Oh my God, them fighting all the time as a married couple.
I think this season will be, like, obviously everyone thinks it's going to be a huge season, but, like, that that possible reveal at the end, which is just the direction they take this in, I don't think nobody has a clue. So that's going to be, like, the biggest part, I think, is going to, so that'll be really interesting to watch. And I'm glad I get to watch it with you guys.
Part 2. Gonna be so much fun. I know. Catch us, guys. We're gonna be posting, like, videos and, like, live, and maybe doing a live or, like, doing something.
We'll do a live while we're on a hike.
Yes. Up in the ass.
Shaking her head.
We're gonna be putting that camera right by the aspen tree and getting that full shot of the mountain.
Look, I'm seeing
that sunset.
Okay, Alondra, tell her, Alondra.
I am not going outdoors. I'm staying inside.
Tell her.
Look,
let her know.
I'm literally going to be like, everyone in the car, everyone put your blindfold on. I'm going to take you to the best store ever.
By yourself,
the best store ever.
The best store ever. Blindfolding me unless you turn into Luke Newton. That's the only way.
I know that. Girl, you better say that, Alondra.
I'm gonna put that blindfold
on. Or Nicola Coughlin.
Don't open that. Don't.
Yes, because I'm a little lesbian for her right now.
Right.
No. Yes. We're actually planning like a trip so that we can see the part 2 of the. That's why we're planning this.
Girl, no,
we're not going to go hiking.
Kidding. No, to watch.
We're not going hiking. We already got, like, y'all already want to do, like,
5 million different things.
We have a whole itinerary ready.
Just FaceTime
right?
me.
You guys should have taken
this.
A week
off. I just want to watch the show.
I know. You should have taken off a week.
Right. Oh, gosh.
But
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's in a few months. So, but mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know we're super excited, and to catch us in those posts that we're going to be making. But that's like in a few months, you know. We just advertise that.
Yeah,
you got so much time, Jesus.
I know.
Just give us a clip already.
Jeez. I know. I think they said something about is we gonna get something on Valentine's Day. I don't know how true that was, but it's giving maybe, but I don't know.
Hopefully. I was hoping I'm just we going get something day by this day. Month, but I don't know if that's gonna happen.
No,
I was hoping we would get something at least like once a month until the premiere.
Mm-mm. That don't even sound like Netflix.
I know.
Playing with
that's even Christmas.
That don't even sound like.
I thought we would get something by the end of January.
They keep playing with like, us. So.
Yeah,
Nick. The only thing we are getting is Nick feeding us with her thighs. That's it. And
all those black cards. Look, okay. Nick is at Nick is in her emo mode. Just
I don't know what she is. No, she in her bad bitch mode because the black is killing me.
You know what? You're right. She ain't depressed.
She ain't depressed, child. Nope. What she got to be depressed for? Did you see
her
thighs?
Bad bitch mode.
If I would put a high slit on and my thighs were out, what do I have to be sad for?
Exactly. And
look at me. My thigh meat is out. Are you for real? I have no reason to be sad about
thighs. What lotion do you use, Nick? Those thighs look extra shiny.
Child, she probably used, you know, back then when they used to use like Bath and Body Works. Like the old school, like Love
Which
Spell.
Which scent, Nick? Which scent?
Love Spell. It's Love Spell.
Love Spell.
Love Spell.
Which scent you using, Nick? Love Spell?
No, she probably expensive. Like, she probably get like Chanel. I just feel like she has expensive taste. So she just...
She's got
she
her own
expensive.
This is definitely
personal.
Expensive.
She's got her own personal, like, body.
She has her own scent. Like, she...
She would, Nick is the type of bitch that she would be like going to a company, like independent company, and be like, make my own scent. And they're like, okay.
Listen, here's my sweat and here's my spit. Make a scent. Make a scent out of it.
What do you think I would love to wear?
What would I smell like? What does Nick
smell like?
And
then they sent her samples and she's like, that one. Make me 2 of those.
Yes. We just need to have an episode where we just talk about how bad it is.
I would love it.
You know what?
Oh, it's on the docket, I think.
Scent,
but is it? But please make sure I'm there.
You know what? You know what my dream would be? If Nicola made her own perfume.
Oh, my God. I would buy it. And it probably would stink. I don't know.
Celebrity perfumes are never what you think they're
never
gonna be.
Good, but I feel like I don't know why.
I
like
feel like Nick's
like
would be so good.
Yeah, like I feel like
Ariana Grande
so
is kind of okay.
No, I wear Ariana all the time. I wear that cloud one, and everyone's
I have that one too.
You smell like
the
cloud
one.
The cloud one.
Yeah, I have the cloud one. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's always asking. I'm like, I smell like vanilla and coconut. So.
I feel like she would put so much time and love into that perfume that it would probably smell good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But
no.
To know, like, if she was like, this smell, I wear this smell all day. I would like, yes. I want to smell just like
that. I need to write Nick a letter and be like, this is what I want you to try to do. You are on another level, girl. You need to start making perfume. You need to make your own hit song, CD.
It's a song.
Like, what would it be called though? Like, oh my god, okay, I'm sorry, we're going too far. I'm like, what would it be called? I'm a bad bitch. Everything to me is I'm a bad bitch. I'm sorry.
Bad bitch era. Like, this is the episode to talk about Lady with Stump Pen and like the reason why like the show wouldn't be the same without Lady with Downer Penelope, aka Nicola Coughlin. So
it wouldn't be
let's
the same.
Give her she all is, love. Like
she is the show. What do you mean?
I know.
She is the
show. Team Featherington. Yes. What up? What up?
The show was called Bridgerton, but really the show was about Penelope.
Let's be real.
It's called Bridgerton, Team Bridgerton.
Look, it ends with Penelope.
Bridgerton. Both seasons. Oh no. Caitlin had to leave. Caitlin had to leave early, so now we're outranked again, JP.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's how Featheringtons do.
Not fair.
Meet the Featheringtons. Keep up with the
keeping up with the Featheringtons.
Well, Bridgertons are winning currently, so
hey,
yellow.
That's fine. We still got a few months. Stuff, not a few, a couple. Not a couple, maybe five.
Yeah, we got a few.
All I'm saying is that every episode, every season, who's the hot topic?
The Bridgertons.
The Featherington.
Don't nobody want Colin right now. Don't nobody care about Colin.
So this week we have challenge number 5 coming at you, and we want to grow the hive. So one of our goals here at Buzz of the Ton is to hit 1,000 followers on TikTok, because come on guys, we really want to go live and chat with you. So this week, we want you to help us grow the hive. We're going to put out a post on Thursday that we want you guys to share. Double points if you share on Instagram and TikTok. So the team that shares the post the most will be the week's winner. So come on, my Featherington booze. Let's do it.
Go Bridgerton.
Go Bridgerton.
Yes.
Okay. Alondra, Mia, that's your cue to say Team Featherington.
I already know who I am. I know who I am. I don't have to.
Okay, everyone say Team Bridgerton on three.
Only people who are irrelevant and have to speak their name.
Burn. Not cool, Mia.
So,
we were tight.
I'm just right? playing. I love y'all, but I don't like our family right now.
So, listeners, remember to participate. Remember, you have to choose a team, either Team Bridgerton or Team Featherington. One way that you can show is to have a bee and a blue heart next to your name, or a yellow heart and a butterfly next to your name on your TikTok or your Instagram. We can't wait to see who the winner is this week.
Y'all better win. If I have to punk y'all into doing something, y'all better win. Yes. Do not let them crusty crustacean Bridgerton.
Yes.
Crusty crustacean.
Don't let them crusty bees with that crusty clothing.
Yeah,
and they raggedy lilac and whatever else color they like, and that blue that give you blue balls, like
the blue that gives you that blue bagpipe.
That blue.
What are you talking about, blue for Bridgerton?
Yes, because y'all blue. Y'all got that raggedy blue. It's not even a cute blue. It's like a blueberry blue. Like who wants?
We got that mild yellow.
No, yellow is.
We got that mild yellow. We got that mild yellow.
First of all, yellow is the color of the sun, baby. If there was no sun, baby, you won't live. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Like
the ocean that Colin sailed on because he's a pirate. So
don't vampires have yellow eyes? Like, come on now, we mortal.
Not vampire. What is the Bible
colors right now? Oh my god.
It's cause y'all blue. Y'all blue like crustacean. I don't even know what color crustacean is. I don't know why I keep saying crustacean. Anyway. Wait. Y'all better win this week. That's all I know. I ain't playing with y'all.
In Featherington, y'all better win.
Okay. We can't play because that's like a conflict of interest. So we can't do anything. So y'all better be on your P's and Q's because I ain't playing with y'all.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of our podcast, and we couldn't have done it without all of our listeners and Bridgerby community. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to us. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Buzz of the Ton. We would love to hear from you. Stay tuned for next episodes, which are released every Tuesday. After all, what do ladies do best? Be the buzz of the tongue.